Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Have you ever, wondered what would happen if you ended up with, a real nightmare neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're diving into this one woman's story about her experience and what it reveals about the dark side of human nature.
Okay.
Our source material today is a letter written to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, this one takes some wild twists and turns.
I'm intrigued. What's so fascinating about these kinds of stories is that they tap into I think a primal fear,
right?
The idea that our homes or supposed sanctuaries can be invaded by forces we can't control.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The letter writer is a 54-year-old disabled woman living alone in a small duplex.
Okay.
And she describes herself as someone who values peace and quiet, keeps to herself.
Right, right.
But then a new upstairs neighbor moves in. We'll call her Jay.
Okay.
And things take a dark turn.
How so? It starts subtly.
Yeah. Well, she initially appears friendly, even inviting our listener to lunch.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's interesting. Yeah, it's a tactic I've seen before. It's common. Abusers use it. They create a false sense of security before revealing their true nature.
So the lunch incident is where the first red flag appears.
Oh, what happened?
Jay walks out of the restaurant without paying, sticking our listener with the bill.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. This early incident is more than just bad manners. It gives us a glimpse into Jay's character.
Exactly.
It shows a willingness to exploit others for personal gain.
Right.
And a blatant disregard for social norms.
Our listener is understandably furious, but when she confronts Jay about this, there's no remorse, no apology.
Wow. So how does Jay respond?
Instead of an apology, Jay chooses a much more insidious form of retaliation.
What does she do?
She starts using this technique called, gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of this.
Yeah.
Where someone denies your reality.
Right, right.
Making you doubt your own sanity.
Exactly.
So in this case, Jay starts relentlessly stomping around her apartment at night.
Oh, my.
Disrupting our listeners' sleep.
Oh, wow.
But when she's confronted, she feigns innocence, acting like there's no problem at all.
Oh, so she's using sleep deprivation as a form of torture.
Yes.
While simultaneously making the listener question if she's imagining things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty effective way to gain control over someone.
So it wears down the victim's mental and emotional state, making them more vulnerable to further manipulation.
Exactly.
But just when you think it can't get any worse,
Oh, no.
It does.
Oh, no. What happens?
The stomping is replaced by something far more disturbing.
What's that?
Blood-curdling screams coming from Jay's apartment.
Screams.
Our listener describes them as screams of pure rage.
Oh, not cries of pain echoing through the night.
So that's a whole other
thing. It's a level psychological disturbance that goes way beyond typical neighborly annoyance.
It's like living next door to a ticking time bomb.
Right.
The unpredictability, the intensity of those screams, it creates an atmosphere of constant fear and anxiety.
For sure.
And it raises serious questions about Jay's mental state and motives. What could possibly be driving this kind of behavior?
This is where I start to wonder, is this just about getting back at the listener for the lunch incident?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there something deeper, something darker going on here?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's possible that Jay's behavior stems from a deeper psychological disturbance.
Right.
But it's also possible that she specifically targeted our listener.
Right.
Someone she perceived as vulnerable and easy to manipulate.
And then Jay does something that crosses the line from psychological torment to outright cruelty.
What's that?
In the middle of winter, she shuts off the listener's heat.
Oh my God.
Remember, our listener is disabled and lives on a fixed income.
Right.
Staying warm isn't as simple as adjusting the thermostat.
No.
This is a deliberate act intended to inflict harm and assert dominance.
Absolutely. It's a chilling example of how someone can weaponize basic necessities to exert control over another person.
Our listener is now facing a terrifying reality. Jay isn't just inconsiderate.
Right.
She's intentionally making her life a living hell.
Mm.
She tries everything she can think of to escape this nightmare.
Yeah.
But she's about to learn a harsh lesson. Sometimes the system designed to protect us fails miserably. Though our listener is like trapped in this nightmare with this neighbor who's clearly unstable and intentionally making her life miserable, what does she do?
Yeah, what does she do?
Well, she tries to reach out for help, but it's like hitting a brick wall at every turn.
This is unfortunately a common experience for victims of psychological abuse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The systems in place often fail to recognize or adequately address the subtle but devastating forms of harm they're experiencing.
So first, she goes to the landlord, hoping he'll step in and do something.
Right.
But he dismisses her completely.
What does he say?
Says he doesn't want to get involved in neighbor disputes.
Oh, wow.
So then she contacts HUD, but they tell her it's the landlord's responsibility.
Oh, so it's a classic catch-22 situation.
Right.
The authorities often require evidence of physical harm.
Right.
But Jay's abuse is primarily psychological.
Exactly.
Making it difficult to prove and even harder to prosecute.
So then she calls the police, desperate for any kind of intervention.
Right.
But they tell her there's not much they can do unless there's evidence of physical violence or a direct threat.
This highlights a crucial gap in our legal system.
Yeah.
Psychological abuse can be just as damaging as physical abuse.
Right.
But it's often much harder to define and prove.
Right.
Leaving victims feeling helpless and alone.
It's like she's screaming into a void. The very people she's supposed to be able to rely on are turning a blind eye to her suffering.
Yeah, it's awful.
This reminds me of a time when I had a neighbor who played loud music all night.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't as extreme as our listener situation, of course.
Yeah.
But I remember that feeling of utter helplessness,
right,
not knowing where to turn for help. It's incredibly frustrating and demoralizing.
Absolutely. And that feeling of being trapped, I imagine, is only magnified by the fact that she's living in a small duplex.
Yes.
In close proximity to her abuser. There's no escape, no buffer zone. It's a constant state of siege.
So what does she do? Does she just give up and resign herself to living in this constant state of fear?
Well, to her credit, she doesn't give up entirely. She starts adapting to her situation, you know, trying to minimize contact with Jay and avoid triggering further abuse.
Uh-huh.
She sleeps during the day when Jay's stomping and screaming are less frequent.
Right.
She only leaves her apartment when she's certain Jay isn't around.
Wow.
But even then, she's living in a constant state of hypervigilance.
Yeah.
Always looking over her shoulder, waiting for the next attack.
It's tragic. She's essentially a prisoner in her own home, forced to give up any semblance of a normal life just to survive. It makes you wonder if Jay gets some sort of twisted satisfaction from seeing the impact her actions are having.
It's certainly possible. Abusers often derive a sense of power and control from the suffering of their victims.
Right.
Seeing our listener change her behavior to avoid confrontation could be validating Jay's tactics, yeah. making her feel even more in control.
And then just when our listener thinks she's starting to figure out how to navigate this toxic situation,
yeah.
she discovers something even more disturbing.
Oh, no. What's that?
She learns that she's not the only one who's been targeted by Jay's disturbing behavior.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a key turning point in the story.
Yeah.
It shifts the focus from an isolated incident of neighborly conflict to a pattern of deliberate and calculated abuse.
Other tenants in the building start sharing their own experiences with Jay.
Oh, wow. What do they say?
It's a mix of seemingly minor annoyances, like loud music at odd hours.
Right.
And more unsettling incidents, like finding their belongings moved or tampered with.
Oh, wow.
One tenant even reveals that she saw Jay lurking in the parking lot at night.
Oh, my God.
Watching her apartment from across the street. It sends chills down your spine just thinking about it.
This introduces an element of paranoia and potential stalking behavior.
Right.
Which adds another layer of complexity to Jay's psychological profile.
Exactly.
It suggests that her actions are not random or impulsive, but rather part of a deliberate campaign.
Right.
To intimidate and control those around her.
The listener is starting to realize that Jay is everywhere. Yeah. Watching her every move, waiting to pounce. The walls of her apartment, once a source of comfort and security,
right.
now feel like a cage closing in on her.
Oh, gosh.
But it's about to get even worse. One afternoon, as our listener is returning home from the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
she comes face to face with Jay standing outside her door.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's where the tension ratchets up another notch.
Yeah.
Jay's demeanor is described as unsettling.
Right.
With a strange smile that doesn't quite reach her eyes. It's a classic image of a predator toying with its prey.
Our listener confronts Jay, demanding to know what she's doing.
Yeah. What does Jay say?
But Jay's response is both chilling and dismissive. She simply says, "You'll get used to it."
Those four words speak volumes. They reveal Jay's complete lack of remorse.
Right.
Her absolute conviction that she's in the right. And they suggest that this is just the beginning.
Right.
That she has no intention of stopping her torment.
Our listener is now facing a terrifying reality. Jay is not going to change. This isn't a phase she's going through. This is who she is. And as powerless as our listener feels, Jay is about to make a move that shifts the power dynamic even further in her favor. So our listener, she's at her wit's end, you know?
Yeah.
She's tried reasoning with Jay.
Mm-hmm.
She's tried getting help from the authorities.
Right.
She's even tried adapting her own life to avoid conflict.
Right.
But nothing has worked.
Wow.
Jay is relentless.
Yeah.
And her behavior is escalating.
Oh, boy.
And Jay is about to make a move that turns the whole situation on its head.
It happens. This is where we see the full extent of Jay's manipulative nature, right?
Exactly.
She's not just content with making our listener's life miserable.
Right.
She wants to completely destroy her sense of security and well-being.
So one evening, there's a knock at the listener's door.
Oh,
it's the landlord.
Uh-huh.
And he's not there for a friendly chat.
Oh, no.
He's holding an eviction notice.
What? No way.
Yeah.
This is a devastating blow. After everything our listener has endured.
I know.
She's now being punished for being the victim.
It turns out Jay has filed a complaint against the listener, claiming that she's the one causing all the disturbances.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? And the landlord believed her.
And shockingly, the landlord has believed her.
This is a tactic. We see it time and again in cases of abuse.
Right.
The abuser manipulates the situation.
Yeah.
Playing the victim.
Right.
And turning the tables on the person they're harming.
It's a brilliant strategy, albeit incredibly cruel.
Yeah.
Jay has managed to weaponize the system.
Wow.
Using it to further victimize our listener.
So because psychological abuse is so hard to prove.
Yeah.
Our listener has no way to defend herself.
It highlights a serious flaw in how we address these kinds of situations.
Right.
There's often a lack of understanding and empathy for victims of psychological abuse.
Yeah.
And a tendency to just dismiss their claims as just a misunderstanding or overreacting.
Absolutely.
So what does our listener do? Does she try to fight the eviction? Does she try to expose Jay's lies?
Yeah. What happens?
Unfortunately, she's reached her breaking point. She's emotionally and financially drained.
That's right.
And frankly, terrified of what Jay might do next.
Yeah.
She decides not to fight.
Oh, wow.
Within a month, she packs her belongings.
Yeah.
And moves out.
Uh-huh.
defeated and traumatized by the whole experience. She's been driven from her home, not by physical force,
right,
but by the sheer weight of psychological manipulation.
It's a tragic ending.
I know.
It's sadly not an uncommon one. Mm. Victims of psychological abuse often feel like they have no choice but to flee,
right,
leaving behind their homes, yeah, their communities, and sometimes even their sense of self.
And even though our listener has physically escaped Jay's clutches,
yeah,
the trauma lingers.
Oh, yeah.
She writes about still hearing Jay's voice in her head.
Right.
The stomping, the screaming, those chilling words. You'll get used to it. It's like Jay's presence continues to haunt her even from afar.
This speaks to the insidious and long-lasting effects of psychological abuse. Yeah. The scars may not be visible.
Right.
But they run deep, impacting the victim's sense of safety, trust, and well-being long after the abuse has ended.
This deep dive has been a roller coaster of emotions. It's unsettling, it's infuriating, and it's heartbreaking.
Absolutely.
But it's also a story that needs to be told.
Right.
We need to shine a light on this type of abuse,
yeah,
so we can start to recognize the signs,
yeah,
support the victims, yeah, and hold the abusers accountable.
Absolutely. And it starts with believing those who come forward to share their experiences.
Exactly.
We need to listen without judgment, offer support,
right,
and work together to create a world where everyone feels safe and respected in their own homes.
So, listener, what struck you as the most disturbing part of this deep dive? Was it Jay's escalating harassment, her chilling demeanor, the systemic failures that left our listener feeling powerless, or the fact that Jay was able to turn the tables and become the perceived victim? This is a story that forces us to confront uncomfortable truths about human nature and the vulnerabilities we face in our own communities. If you or someone you know is experiencing similar harassment, remember, you're not alone. There are resources available to help. Reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or a local support organization. Let's keep this conversation going, not just today, but every day.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.